from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, it's 3 o'clock.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley, with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big Three at three. Number one,
Southern Oklahoma Cowboys taking the spot. Dak Prescott reportedly out of his walking boot.
Weak ass Cowboys.
Prescott recently suffered a minor right foot sprain that temporarily required a walking boot. That, according to a source telling ESPN's Todd Archer, Prescott seen in a walking boot while on vacation in Cabo San Lucas in a picture posted to Twitter on Wednesday. It was unclear when the picture was taken, and he is no longer wearing the boot, though, according to the source. It's not known how he suffered the injury, just the Cowboys last held organized workouts on June 5th. The injury not expected to impact Prescott when the Cowboys hold their first training camp practice on July 25th. Clint, the Cowboys have bigger problems than Prescott sporting a walking boot this offseason. Agree or disagree?
Wow.
I don't have time to have a bad time.
I will agree with a little caveat.
Okay.
I think it's part of the bigger picture. Like, I think him in a walking boot, regardless of how severe it is, with the already, you got to think that it's dramatic, controversial, whatever contract dispute that he and Jerry Jones are having right now, where there's no extension on the table and he's going into the last year of his deal. The Micah Parsons, Malik Hooker situation last week, the reports that Micah Parsons is rubbing a lot of people in the building the wrong way kind of deal. I agree they've got bigger problems. CeeDee Lamb, I'm never in the pay people early mode. If I'm Jerry Jones, I'm paying CeeDee Lamb. Like, I'm going to get CeeDee taken care of. Yeah. Whoever my quarterback is going to be next year and beyond,
yeah,
his ass going to be throwing to CeeDee Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
But
it isn't on my schedule.
That contract dispute there, or whatever you want to call it, potential holdout there. Dak Prescott last week, and I don't know if this had anything to do with his people or where it came from, but the report that, or the thought that he should hold out because he doesn't have the extension when he's due 50 some odd million dollars this year. The whole thing. It's there are bigger problems in Dallas than that walking boot picture in Cabo, in itself. But it's just part of the big picture, bro. Of just like I've got the Cowboys pegged this year as the wheels coming off.
Yeah, I mean, that's always like the easy pick, right? Yeah. Even either the report a couple of weeks ago, according to a former Cowboy executive that was saying that Mike McCarthy's fed up with Jerry Jones and all that of that
too.
Stuff. And
that it's, too.
You know, where all of this stuff with the Dallas Cowboys, there's usually going to be smoke, but is there always a fire? That's the question. Because it's easy to say, well, this, that, the other thing, you know, is going on with Dallas. It's a lot of the narrative that we want to exist.
Yeah.
But more times than not, I do feel like there is smoke going on in the building.
Oh, look,
somewhere.
No, look there, let's be honest, man. There's smoke going on in every building in the league. There's you can't have that many guys with that kind of money on the line, with the egos that rich folks have and the egos that coaches have. You can't have all that coexist in a building and there not be some level of fires that need to be put out consistently. Mm. I think every team has them. I think Dallas is I think there's tenfold more than most teams, right? And the bigger issue is they have them and they always somehow get out and get to the media. Whether that's the owner or the owner's son doing weekly radio hits, or that's Jerry.
Doesn't help.
Yeah, or Jerry just pushing to get that star on SportsCenter and understands the value of every time somebody lays eyes on that star, there's a dollar signs go off for Jerry. Or it's Michael Parsons and his podcast. You know, it's like there's so much access nowadays that when you have that many fires, that much controversy, that much drama, there's got to be some level of truth.
You know, I wonder how much trepidation the whole Micah Parsons, him being very much out there this offseason, you know, making the trip to Japan with CJ Stroud, the podcast, the, you know, ish talking back and forth between CJ. Like, was there more of a negative impact for Micah Parsons and the Cowboys in that regard than there ever? I mean, there wasn't even anything negative in regards to CJ Stroud in that whole atmosphere this offseason. It was like, we looked at that as, boy, that's really cool. You know, look at CJ, you know, having fun doing this, that, the other thing, you know, creating, you know, a little bleep talking rivalry. You know, there was no negative media in that regard. But because it's a Cowboy, because he's due for a big payday, one of the three most important players on that roster due for a big payday, I feel like it's just built in.
Like for me, and this is personal, this is my personal opinion. Like, it appears to me that Micah Parsons is simply stirring the pot. He's not good. And football he is. I'm talking about, he's not good at this media thing. Like, he's silly all the time. And he makes, like, just the little bit of listening that I've done when CJ Stroud was involved, like, his points aren't even. Like, he's completely coming out of left field with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with stuff about football.
Yeah.
I mean, it's silly. Like, he strikes me as a guy that is extremely, extremely silly, which gets old in the media game, definitely gets old in the locker room, so I could see where he potentially really could be rubbing people the wrong way. And ultimately, when you're not, when it's just a silly, it's almost like just a playground for you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're not only recording a podcast on Tuesdays, you're wasting your time and being silly as hell on Tuesdays and causing distractions,
mm-hmm.
right? You're not out there like Ryan Clark and the boys creating a revenue generating machine that you can lean on the rest of your life. You're being silly and you're creating distractions.
Yeah.
And to your point about CJ, like, CJ, every time CJ speaks, people are more impressed with him. Every time CJ speaks, it's like it builds his brand.
It does.
His brand strengthens.
Yeah. God bless, brother.
Even when we're talking about how he handles the silliness of Micah Parsons.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's definitely reflected in more of the positive light in that situation.
Well,
he wins.
But it's serious, right? Like, he's not trying to be funny. He's being serious. Like, he's the whole Cowboy, like, delusional Cowboy. That's not being silly. It's funny.
He's a Cowboy.
It's funny because he's so right.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, you're right. His brand And his value off the field skyrockets every time he's on a podcast. And to me, Micah, just the silliness just shows, and you understand real quick why.
Questions arise anytime there is a cowboy on a podcast.
Big 3-3, number two.
So after the Astros 5-3 win over the Jays yesterday.
Watch it in the pool, boys.
Won the series 3-1. They've now won 13 of 16 of their last ball games, 16 ball games. They're six straight series, Clint. Mm. Jordan has again instilled that Barry Bonds level of fear in pitchers. Here's an example why. Road Warrior, Jordan Alvarez, sizzling. Check this out. 478, that's 11 for his last 23. Seven games with four doubles, three homers, eight RBIs, eight walks for an over 1,600 OPS. For the season on the road, Alvarez is hitting 358. Leads the American League in road slugging at 660, road OPS at 1,094, and his 358 road batting average is second in the American League.
Jordan's a go for launch.
Man's back.
Sick.
But boss, he's back. I mean, it looked like, I mean, the numbers weren't terrible, obviously, for Jordan standards. They were not as good as everybody expected or they should be. The first 70 games this year, whatever it was, 65, 70 games this year.
Yeah.
He has turned it on, boys. He's healthy. He got the Barry Bonds treatment this weekend. They literally either walked or like intentionally walked or plunked his ass three times in five at bats.
Yeah,
and it's just, they're just completely eliminating him from the game at the plate and saying, look, I'd rather have bases juiced with Diaz at the plate than first and second with Jordan at the plate.
It started earlier in the series too. Yeah. Do you remember? It was Zach Pop.
They did it the first time they did it. It bit him in the ass because Diaz hit a single to right field and they scored two runs.
Okay, but Zach Pop tried to go up and in with a 93-mile-per-hour cutter. I think it was game one or game two of this series. And Jordan, you know, obviously missed it, but the very next pitch, he turned on it and took it almost upper tank in right field. And there is nothing sweeter than a hitter being able to do that. When a pitcher is telling you, no, I'm going to get your ass off the plate or I'm trying to hit you, and then you take him yard the very next pitch. The Blue Jays said from that point on, all right, we ain't going to play with this cat. You know, if he beats us, it's our own damn fault. I mean, they hit him twice yesterday. They intentionally walked him once, and he worked another walk a second time. It's fantastic, like, the treatment that he's getting. We've seen this for stretches over the course of the last three seasons now with Jordan, and the fact that who's backing him up? Can you say his name one more time? Who's hitting cleanup? Yiner freaking Diaz? Where the hell's Kyle Tucker? They're doing it with Tuck, without Tuck in the lineup.
Yep.
I mean, Yiner, that, and for him to come through with two out RBIs and hitting with runners in scoring position, it's, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, if you're the opposition. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, look, the stats are obviously unbelievable with what he's done, right, and what he's doing right now. But all you had to do was watch a couple of games this weekend and saw the treatment that he got. And when he's getting that kind of treatment, I mean, that manager across the way is telling everybody in baseball, like, he's back. He is striking fear in us on this over here in this dugout, and we have no problem letting everybody know that we are scared. We are scared. Go ahead.
I mean, walking the bases loaded, dude. You just don't see that anymore.
I would do it.
You rarely see that, and they did that yesterday.
Tyler, I would do it.
Yeah, no, I actually agree. I think if I'm the manager of the opposition, I'm looking at him right now and I'm doing the same damn thing, but it's just, it's insanity.
The next level of that is walking him with the bases loaded.
Yeah.
Which happened multiple times to Barry Bonds.
Yes, it did. That is the next step. You walk in a run to avoid maybe giving up two or three.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but was it Larry Durker? Was it Larry Durker that did that or Phil Garner? I can't remember.
I can't remember.
Walked the bases loaded with Barry Bonds at the plate.
Yeah, I'll get Cheryl on that. We need to know that.
That was, I think that was an effort to try and avoid being the victim of his 70th
home run
that season. It was 70, 71. It was one of those. It was up there. The record had already been like destroyed at that point in time. And I think it was Durker or Garner that just was like, yeah, screw this. I ain't doing it. Yeah. Do you have the answer, Tyler?
I'm getting closer.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it's Ryder. It's one of those two. I think they were back to back. But up next on the Big 3 at 3.
Big 3 at 3. Number 3.
I mean, they continue their road trip here with three games in Minnesota tonight. Stros enter play just two games back of the M's in the West, 2.5 back of the Red Sox, and 2 back of the Royals in the AL wildcard race. The Red Sox occupying that third and final spot, Clint. You got Dubin taking on Pablo Lopez tonight. This will be Dubin's second straight spot start. Last time out against the Mets, pretty damn good. 3 1/3, hitless innings, walked 3, struck out 2. 55 pitches for Dubin was a season high. Clint, I feel like it's easy to kind of feel like you might be throwing this one away tonight if you're the Astros with another bullpen game, but the Stros won Dubin's last start against the Mets on Sunday, and they named another stinker of a start by Arrigetti the other night, just dropping it by 1 to the Jays, 7-6, after being down 7-0. You can't ever put anything past this offense.
Well, they're just scoring runs at a crazy rate, and so, I mean, even in bullpen games, you feel like you got a shot, man, and the interesting thing is if Dubin can go out there and give you 55 pitches, well, whatever that, we don't know if that could be 2 1/3, it could be 3 1/3, hell, who knows, right? I mean, yeah. It depends on how each inning goes, but if Dubin has the ability to go out there and give you 55 pitches potentially to start a bullpen game, that's a pretty good way to start one.
No doubt. Chandler Rome had this in his recent piece in The Athletic. Astros scoring 5.5 runs per game across Tucker's 26-game absence. Only 7 teams entered Thursday with a higher OPS since the day Tucker injured himself. That is every reason why it doesn't matter if Dubin's on the mound, Arrigetti's on the mound, Blanco's on the mound. This offense is just getting it. And again, they're getting it without Kyle Tucker. They're making things happen. And when you're getting the clutch gene from Mauricio Dubon and Yiner Diaz and Yordan Alvarez is instilling Barry Bonds level type of fear in the opposition, that is a win for you and your ball club more times than not.
Absolutely. Boys, can I got a little distracted here. This hot dog eating contest.
Is this repeat or is this live?
It's an American staple, man.
Well.
Oh, it's got to be a repeat.
That's from yesterday.
I'm going to be completely honest with y'all. This is the first time I've ever seen women involved.
And?
I'm not comfortable with it.
I was going to say, are you going to be weird and tell me you're turned on by this?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Ladies with the glizzies.
I mean, I looked up there a while ago and one of them ladies was shoving 2 Oscar Mayers in her mouth at one time. As fast as she possibly can.
Sir, dude. It was not an Oscar Mayer. It was a Nathan.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I got a fun fact for you. This lady that we're seeing on the TV screen just dominating everybody.
Like my mother. One of them looks like my mom up there shoving wiener.
That one dominating right there. She has never lost a hot dog eating competition she's been a part of. She's won every one. And she's married to a dude who does the competitive eating for the men. So they have like a little competitive eating family.
Nice. Well, the man did not win, unless his name is Bertoli or whatever it was.
No, her guy came in like second or third.
I don't know who Lesko, Melee, and Young are, but they might as well just quit.
Ooh.
I mean, this
look at this woman. This woman's like 65.
Right.
Man.
It looks like my mom up
it
there.
It does look like
I'm
Linda.
I'm not comfortable with this. To chalk this up to the list of things that I hope my daughters never get involved in.
Man.
Yeah,
a hot dog eating contest.
Yeah.
It's not a good look.
I mean, that little bitty one right there, she is jacked, son. I mean, she is like she's got rock music, Metallica playing in her ear or something. She is dancing. Come on, man. What are we doing?
She's dancing, trying to wiggle them wieners down there.
Stop it.
I'm just saying.
I mean, you weren't.
That's a drop.
He wasn't even trying.
I wasn't.
Wiggle them wieners down there.
Oh, man. Yeah, this just is not an attractive thing to watch.
That ain't it, man.
At all.
That ain't it, man. I mean, gnawing on it. I mean, what are we doing, man? I didn't mean to get you off.
No, I appreciate that.
Well, I wanted to finish that conversation, but I looked up there. I was like, you got to be kidding.
You got plenty of other opportunities to talk. Whether
it's a guy or a girl, it's disgusting. But I'm looking through a little different lens now, boys, with 2 daughters.
I just don't think you're appreciating the efforts and the the amount of gall it takes to,
you know,
to do this.
I mean, that is a hell of a point. I greatly appreciate the effort that they're putting. Just don't understand why anybody would want to do that.
Nope. It's really the secondary effort. Like, you got to get rid of all that at some point in time, which is, I'm glad, the part that they don't televise. Speaking of appreciation, how about underappreciated Texans entering training camp? We'll discuss who and why next. It's Sports Radio 610. It's The Drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
And for Ron Hughley, I'm Sean Bajani.
Big Ron up there Cadillac, and boy, he had me a good time Friday night, didn't he, T? Or Saturday night, whenever that was, he sent us that picture.
What'd he do?
Oh, yeah.
What'd he do?
He just, you know, Sean, hey.
In KC?
Hey, I think that's where he was.
Yeah.
I'm drunk, I guess.
Yeah, he got out amongst his people back there, man, you know, showing out.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Hey, look here, man. Doing big things in the radio biz, living the in a big city, losing all that weight. Shoot, he goes back to home, boy, walking around, peacocking around Kansas City. He sent us an old picture.
Yeah.
He's having him a good old time. One of them old hitched a selfie.
Atta boy.
Out
is that
and about.
My boy, Ron?
I couldn't tell what kind of drink he was on. I think he was on one of them fruity ones, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, he likes some fruity drinks.
Thought he was a Moscow Mule guy.
Well, look, I'll be honest with you.
He likes those too.
I ain't never seen Ron turn one down, anything down.
That's true. All things true.
Yeah. I ain't never heard Ron go, you know what? Nah, I don't drink that right there.
He is a sucker for a solid strawberry margarita.
Oh, there ain't no doubt. If it's colorful,
man.
If it's frozen in a bright color,
yes.
Ron's going.
I'm not usually a margarita guy, but in this heat,
yeah.
It's cold. It's got alcohol in it. Yeah, sign me up.
Peaches, well, Hughley.
If my old acid reflux. If it let me do margaritas, I'd drink them joints all day long.
You too? That gets me too.
Yeah, me three.
And that when you all the ingredients in a margarita fire my ass up.
What is it? It's got to be just the tequila or maybe the salt.
The tequila and the
acid,
the triple sec,
the lime. I mean,
yeah,
just
yeah,
lime
yeah,
in yeah. general is. I mean, yeah. it's all of that though. Yeah. Ooh, boy, lights me up.
Mm.
Hey, even with my Nexium, it'll give me heartburn sometimes.
I think you'll agree with me on this. It's hard to beat a nice cold beer.
No question.
Out of an ice chest.
No, crackling.
Out of an ice chest.
Not just cold, crackling cold. Big Iron. Yes. Big Iron used to put this is how dedicated, committed Big Iron was of a beer drinker. He'd put rock salt in his ice chest.
Rock salt? Oh, what does that do?
I guess it keeps the ice colder, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, or keeps it from melting, I guess. I don't know.
Your ice will stick in that cooler, even if it's not a Yeti for a long time if you salt it.
That's how they do dry ice, right?
Yeah.
It's mixed with the rock salt.
Yeah, a bunch of my buddies that did a lot of fishing in Baytown growing up, they always would hit that cooler with the salt, keep that ice around longer.
Big Iron, so that's where he started talking about crackling cold. Crackling cold beers over there. Swart made his beer colder than just regular.
Can you get dry ice anywhere anymore?
You got me, man. I don't know if this stuff will stick to your skin and it hurts to pull it off.
That was my first job working at Randall's, and people would come in and buy dry ice all the time, and I, of course, would have to go get it for them.
What the hell happened to Randall's?
I think it's still around, but it's only in like big baller neighborhoods now.
Yeah, same thing that happened to every other grocery store. HEB became a thing.
Yeah.
Randall's, man. I remember Randall's.
Get your ass out of here.
That's Randall's. I'll be damned.
But yeah, man. I used to have get the big blocks of dry ice, and if you weren't careful, yeah, it would stick to you. Burn you.
Yeah, burn the hell out of you.
Yeah.
That's why I don't know much about it. I know it smokes and does special effects things.
That's a hell of a lot better than grabbing a 7-pound bag of ice at the local convenience store and it's going to turn to water in like 30 minutes.
Fact.
Yeah, but I think you'd have a hard time pulling your beer out of dry ice. I mean, that'd be rough on the hand.
Yeah, but you get to mix it maybe. You know, you get the dry ice, put it at the bottom, and then the bag of...
Oh, you're gonna do a little combo, huh?
Yeah, do a little combo.
I like Big Iron's.
Like me working outside as much as I do, like right. all day for multiple days, like mm-hmm. that would be awesome. Like I was impressed one day last week. I didn't have time to get ice, and I still had some waters and Gatorades in my ice chest and put it in a hot garage overnight, pulled it out the next morning, load it in my truck, and I still hear the ice sloshing around in there.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh, this is going to be so good in like 3 hours. Like just cold. I wanted to throw a couple beers in there.
You should have.
Like for after
my, I mean, hell, you should have.
After the job, I should. But, you know, the whole drinking on the job thing, even after the job is done, it's like, I can't do it right now. I'm trying to make a name for myself, Clint. You know what
hey,
I'm saying?
Man, you got a great name, man. You've done a good job.
Yeah,
let your hair down a little bit. Oh, wait, I'm not encouraging that. Don't screw anything up now.
All right. Yeah, there you go. So I saw this list. It is, I guess, effectively list season because not much football to talk about. But I do think this is an interesting sort of type of list to get into, specifically with the AFC teams and the most underappreciated players. I don't want to do the whole AFC. We could focus even just on the Texans alone, but I did think it was interesting to include the AFC South teams, which I'll run through. Feel free to weigh in on them if one of them jumps out to you. So from CBS Sports, the AFC South's most underappreciated players for the Colts, Samson Ebukam.
You just made the list!
For the Jacksonville Jaguars, Evan Engram.
You just made the list!
For the Tennessee Titans, a newcomer, already underappreciated, Tyler Boyd.
You just made the list!
For your Houston Texans, you tell me if you agree or disagree with this one. Christian Harris.
You just made the list!
As most underappreciated player on the Texans, Christian Harris.
Look, it depends on who's doing the rating here. I mean, who is he underrated to? I don't think he is, obviously, to the team. But I think when you look at, there's probably not enough talk nationally about his come up last year. And how he really turned the corner and was thriving in D'Amico's defense, and I would be shocked if we didn't see that not just steady play, but I'm gonna be shocked if he doesn't continue to climb and just be like in a Pro Bowl conversation by the end of the year.
Yeah,
I think he's got a chance to be that good in this deal. Like it really, I mean, we remember he was getting a lot of hype preseason last year. I know I can't remember how we couched it, but he was my Texan to watch to show up, to arrive, kind of like Nico Collins ended up being that guy, but Christian Harris was.
Like most improved?
Well, just the one that I was like, I was.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Most amped to go to camp and watch. And when I watch camp, like, hey, man, y'all don't know this dude yet. Y'all ain't heard. He ain't been on the field much. But this Christian Harris cat is fixing to just be a household name. And it didn't happen the first several weeks of the season. But, boy, when it did, it was real.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably fair. I think around the country nationally, as linebacker conversations are had, I think Christian Harris is not in those conversations. And rightfully so, he hadn't done enough yet. I think by the end of this season, Christian Harris will be in those conversations.
Yeah, I think that's the hope, right?
Yeah.
And absolutely. Especially since you've upgraded around him with Azeez Al-Shaair, D'Amico getting, you know, maybe the Houston Texans version of a Fred Warner type at linebacker. Yeah. I think if you get some heat-seeking missiles You know, like we kind of saw Christian Harris become. Really, he flashed in the postseason.
Yeah.
Just the plays that he disrupted, destroyed, ate up in the backfield.
Yeah.
You look at that and you're like, okay, well, that's what the Texans have been really lacking, is that guy to just sniff out stuff in the underneath.
Well, I think there's two things with Christian Harris that really are going to stand out. Again, we know how pass happy the NFL is in 2024. He can cover his ass off,
mm-hmm.
right? He is exceptional in coverage, and I think that's going to continue to show the more he plays, obviously. The second part of it is whether we're talking about Anthony Richardson twice, or we're talking about Lamar Jackson, or we're talking about Josh Allen, these mobile quarterbacks, whether it's in-scheme run plays, you know, quarterback run plays, or it's these guys extending pass plays and getting out of the pocket. Either way it goes, Christian Harris is a guy that has the ability in the open field to have a really, really, really good chance of getting Lamar Jackson on the ground.
Yeah.
And he is a guy that is going to be a huge key versus Anthony Richardson in keeping him at bay, if you will, when he gets loose. So I think those two things are going to garner him a ton of attention when it's all said and done.
I want to get back to this later on in the show, because I really brought it up because I thought there's another player that's pretty obvious that belongs at least in the conversation of underappreciated Texans that I'll drop on you later on, and we'll see what you think. 713-572-4610 if you'd like to weigh in on that. Coming up next, it's going to be Tyler's turd list, and
yes,
there's always some really crappy people that are more than deserving to be a part of this, and he's got the golden turd out. This is probably going to go to not one but two different individuals, I think. We'll see what Tyler's got up his sleeve next.
Pro athletes are sometimes a lot to handle.
Which is not good enough.
Maybe even a bit dramatic.
Altuve stole an MVP from Judge.
Turdish behavior will not be ignored. No one is safe.
I'm not going to let it take my joy.
It's Tyler's Turds of the Week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That is correct. It's 3:40 on a Friday on The Drive, which means only one thing. We are on the search to end Turdish behavior around professional sports, because it's just always there. Whether it's James Harden, who you heard in that little open, or Deshaun Watson, or, I mean, the turdish behavior just never ends. There's always going to be a full podium, and it's no different this week, boys. The bronze medal for this week's Turds of the Week around sports. You might remember this guy. It's been a while since he's been in any kind of headline because he hadn't been playing football for quite a while. He was a former number one overall draft pick. He was a big fella, too. His name was Jamarcus Russell. Jamarcus Russell, sir, you are getting the bronze medal for Turd of the Week this week, because if you have not heard, I'll fill you in. Former number one pick Jamarcus Russell, he has been fired as a coach of a high school football team. Why, you ask? No worry, I'm going to tell you. This is where the turdish behavior comes in. Former number one NFL draft pick Jamarcus Russell, he was fired as a volunteer assistant coach at his alma mater high school. That's down in Alabama. He is facing a lawsuit because he is being accused of taking $74,000 from this high school football program that was meant to be a donation and depositing said $74,000 into his own damn bank account. Jamarcus Russell, you have earned every bit of this bronze medal, because I can't think of many things more turdish than stealing money from some high school kids trying to learn the game that you failed to excel at because you were so damn lazy.
From a local high school that has to raise money to buy equipment for the kids to play.
Yes.
And practice. I mean, you got to be a real POS. I remember when this happened, Tyler, a little earlier in the week, when Ron read a little deeper into the details of it. Apparently, he withdrew $55,000 of that right away. Must have owed somebody.
Wow.
Must have owed somebody a little something. Wanted to withdraw it and spend it before they caught his ass. And to think that, I mean, you leave your high school, you go to LSU, you play your lights out, and your number one overall pick, make millions of dollars, and somehow, some way, several years later, you find yourself back in your hometown working for your high school in a position where financially you got to steal money from them. What a story now.
I think Jamarcus Russell's career earnings in the NFL was over $60 million.
Good God. See, and he already stole that. You already stole money from the Oakland Raiders. They were the Oakland Raiders. Jamarcus, you've already stolen a crap ton of money. Now you're stealing from high school kids?
We should, right? Like, you
like, come on. This is the same fool. If y'all remember this story, I'll never forget it. This is the same dude that, as a number one overall draft pick, was drafted by the Raiders to play quarterback for him. As a rookie, was given what they knew to be a blank tape. They gave him film to watch, to study. They knew nothing was on it. Fool comes back to practice. They ask him, hey, you know, what'd you see or whatever? And he gives them a boldface, elaborate lie about the film he watched when there was nothing on the tape.
Wow.
Like, this guy is just a slime ball, and he is a turd, and he keeps doing turdish things.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You know, sometimes the internet can fool you. They bring up old stuff and make it look like new. But I was scrolling the other day on my Facebook, and I just happened to see a story regarding Jamarcus Russell. Not this, but that he had sent all 32 teams a letter saying that he wanted to play football for them for free. Like, he was just looking for an opportunity. He would play for anybody willing to give him a chance for free. Is that new or is that old?
No, I think that's new because that rings a bell. I read that recently. He was trying just everything he could to get back in the league with somebody. And yeah, he didn't need to get paid because he was taking money
from high
school.
Like, he's like, I'm good. I'll just steal money from the high school kids. Like, so yeah, I could play for free. But
yeah, you are a turd, Jamarcus Russell. Be better, my man. I just, you're stealing from high school kids. It's your alma mater, man.
A turd and an idiot.
Yes. Well said. Turdish behavior due to not having a lot of brain cells, most likely. Silver medal this week. It's going to go to a member of the Seattle Mariners who currently lead the AL West. They've been the front runner in the West for quite a while now. Astros nipping at the heels. But this is a silver medal turd for Mariners catcher Cal Raleigh. And it's also just kind of a moment for us to get to point and laugh at the Seattle Mariners as they pretend to be, you know, the kings of the West. If you missed it, this was catcher of the Mariners, Cal Raleigh. This was earlier, kind of last week. They had won an extra inning game, and this is what Cal had to say.
Always good when the Astros lose, right?
Always good when the Astros lose, right? First of all, bro, just you don't want to poke the bear. That seems just stupid on your part. This is a team that has been to 7 straight ALCSs, and you are poking the bear because the Mariners are on top of the West and have been for most of the season. Here's the funniest part, and the main reason Cal's going to get the silver medal for Turd of the Week. After my man said this right here.
Always good when the Astros lose, right?
The Mariners did not win another game until, man, they did win one last night. But up until last night, they had lost 4 or 5 games in a row after he said that. You're bringing the baseball gods down on yourself by poking the bear that is the Houston Astros. You're getting the silver medal, man.
They've lost 10 of 14 as well. They suck right now. Like, you go ahead and, you know, you keep that bravado up, buddy.
Yeah.
Talk all the mess you want about the Astros, but I'd figure out how to hit baseballs first before I talk about anybody else. Like, this is a team that fired their bench coach / offensive coordinator like a month and a half ago.
I forgot about that.
Now, granted, after that, they went on a pretty good tear, and they were scoring, you know, probably 6 runs a ball game for a good little stretch. I mean, like, maybe a 15-20 game stretch. But now they have, you know, come back down to earth and are once again ass.
Yeah.
And Cal Raleigh is making an ass of himself.
There may not, Bajani, there may not be anything more fun to witness in sports than when somebody gets out over their skis and pops off about another team and really just simply everything falls apart after that and they look like a complete, would you just call them an ass? Yeah, I mean, I've never understood. Now, I guess if you were big time rivals in terms of, and both organizations are really good and you're always battling it out and you let it get away from you in the media one day, cool. But like the Astros, to Tyler's point, they've not only dominated the division. I mean, they've been to 7 straight ALCSs.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody you would think, nobody would be popping off randomly mid season about the Astros and knowing it bite them in the ass at some point in time. Seven of them, JV. That's always been interesting to me. Is people, I mean, who in their right mind does that?
Big Dumper.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say act like you've been there before to Cal and the Mariners, but I guess you haven't because the West has been, you know, the playground for the Houston Astros for quite a while. So maybe just shut your mouth, try to win some ball games, because don't look now. The Houston Astros are two games behind the damn Seattle Mariners, and you know Cal and all his teammates are watching that rearview mirror harder than they ever have because they're scared to death of what the golden era Houston Astros have been and what they could be.
It's going to be a beautiful thing whenever the Stros are two games up going at, coming out of the All-Star break on them. And then they play them for three right out of the chute.
I love it.
It's always good when the Astros lose.
Yeah, shut the hell up, Cal. You got the silver medal on the turd list this week. Now the moment we've all been waiting for. The Golden Turd Trophy is here with me if you're watching with us on YouTube or Twitch. The Golden Turd this week for the second time ever since we've been doing Tyler's Turds of the Week. Second time ever, this Golden Turd Trophy is going to a member of our Sports Radio 610 family. And really, I should say members. Because if you missed it, these two fellas earlier this week, it was on Tuesday, I believe, they were talking about the upcoming July 4th holiday on In the Loop. It was John Lopez, the OG, and our guy Brandon Scott. B. Scott, take a seat, listen to what they had to say as July 4th approached.
This is not anti-American. We all understand what 4th of July is and what it means for. It's the most overrated holiday of all of them.
What?
It is.
No, it's overrated.
Huh? It is probably overrated.
And let me explain it.
Overrated.
No. It's not a big food holiday. What? It's hamburgers and hot dogs. We're going to have hamburgers, hot dogs, and brats.
Which is good. Which we food. Do all the time.
But we do it all the time.
Any weekend, we do not need a good excuse to do that.
It's not a great sports holiday. I mean, there's baseball.
It's a bad...
Maybe
it's
Wimbledon.
What?
It's a bad time if in the sports calendar. Thing.
Yeah. It's not a big... Like, it's not a top family holiday. I mean, people tend to do their own thing, sometimes with the family, sometimes. It's not a big shopping holiday like Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's not a big... It can be, but it's not a big drinking holiday like what? New Year's and Thanksgiving and Christmas.
So much wrong with what was just said earlier this week on In the Loop with B. Scott and Lopez. Y'all have earned every bit of this golden turd. You're going to have to split it between you. You're talking about America's birthday, man. And I know they both love our freedom, and they both mentioned they love what July 4th, why we celebrate, and I get that. I don't think they're bad Americans. But July 4th is a top-tier holiday for me and mine every year. We drink a lot of beer. We eat a lot of food. Not just hamburgers and hot dogs, by the way, J-Lo. You're a grill master. I did a pork shoulder.
Yeah.
Like you just boxed yourself in. Oh, it's not a big drinking holiday? Do like me. Drink more. Oh, it's not a big eating holiday? It's just burgers and dogs? Do like me. Throw something more challenging on the grill. It's America's damn birthday. It's Independence Day. And to act like he said it is the most overrated of all of the holidays, guys. I mean, Valentine's Day? Can we throw that one maybe up on the power rankings?
Invented holiday.
Dude, I was disgusted when I heard it live. I love J-Lo and I love B. Scott. I love my teammates here at Sports Radio 610. But boys, y'all are in the golden turd because 4th of July is freaking awesome.
These two turd splitters, I think less of both of them. And I'm being dead serious. I mean, they were high on my list. I mean, in terms of my feels, my love for J-Lo and B. Scott, it was ridiculously high for both of them.
Yeah.
I think less of them. I love them less.
I think I'm with you.
It all came down a notch, man.
Yeah.
That take by Lopez was ass. Big ass. Like, for that, you're telling me that dude didn't throw like a brisket on the grill yesterday? He didn't put ribs on.
You can
he didn't
only
put
do burgers and dogs. That's but all you can do.
You're telling me that dude forgot about the Copa America qualifier at NRG last night?
Right.
Are you kidding me? Like, that ended in penalty kicks. Like, that was one of the biggest sporting events in Houston this year.
Yes.
And it happened last night at a sold out NRG and, oh, yeah, Wimbledon.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah, like the firework display. Last night in downtown Houston was probably one of the best
Amazing.
I've ever seen.
Yes, I saw that as well.
Shout out, tip of the cap to ABC 13 for their broadcasting coverage of that too, by the way. Lopez, act like you have a clue, bro.
Good God, man. But just to put a bow on it, the golden turd split between two 610 members here. B. Scott, J-Lo, disappointed in you. You got to do better. It's the 4th of July, man. These colors don't run. That's the turds of the week.
Boy, I tell you what, Tyler, that was well done once again.
Well deserved, too, by the way.
Oh, no question. All of them. Boys and girls.
What you got, baby?
Here's the deal.
Give me the dirty.
If you think the Astros need to make a move at the trade deadline, be aggressive at the trade deadline for anything other than a pitcher, you are nuts. You should be on Tyler's turds list, period. I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm talking about and tell you why you're crazy and why the Astros don't need anything other than potentially a pitcher. We'll do that next.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Currently lead the AL West. They've been the front runner in the West for quite a while now. Astros nipping at the heels. But this is a silver medal turd for Mariners catcher Cal Raleigh. And it's also just kind of a moment for us to get to point and laugh at the Seattle Mariners as they pretend to be, you know, the kings of the West. If you missed it, this was catcher of the Mariners, Cal Raleigh. This was earlier, kind of last week. They had won an extra inning game, and this is what Cal had to say.
Always good when the Astros lose, right?
Always good when the Astros lose, right?
First of all, bro, just... You don't want to poke the bear. That seems just stupid on your part. This is a team that has been to 7 straight ALCSs, and you are poking the bear because the Mariners are on top of the West and have been for most of the season. Here's the funniest part, and the main reason Cal's going to get the silver medal for turd of the week. After my man said this right here.
Always good when the Astros lose, right?
The Mariners did not win another game until, man, they did win one last night. But up until last night, they had lost 4 or 5 games in a row after he said that. You're bringing the baseball gods down on yourself by poking the bear that is the Houston Astros. You're getting the silver medal, man.
They've lost 10 of 14 as well. They suck right now. Like, you go ahead and, you know, you keep that bravado up, buddy.
Yeah.
Talk all the mess you want about the Astros, but I'd figure out how to hit baseballs first before I talk about anybody else. Like, this is a team that fired their bench coach / offensive coordinator like a month and a half ago.
I forgot about that.
Now, granted, after that, they went on a pretty good tear, and they were scoring, you know, probably 6 runs a ball game for a good little stretch, like maybe a 15-20 game stretch. But now they have, you know, come back down to earth and are once again ass.
Yeah.
And ass. Cal Raleigh is making an ass of himself.
There may not, Bajani, there may not be anything more fun to witness in sports than when somebody gets out over their skis and pops off about another team and really just simply everything falls apart after that and they look like a complete, would you just call them an ass? Yeah, I mean, I've never understood. Now, I guess if you were big time rivals in terms of and both organizations are really good, and you're always battling it out, and you let it get away from you in the media one day, cool. But like the Astros, to Tyler's point, they've not only dominated the division. I mean, they've been to seven straight ALCSs.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody you would think, nobody would be popping off randomly mid-season about the Astros and knowing it'd bite them in the ass at some point in time. That's always
time.
Seven of them, JV. That's always been interesting to me. Is people? I mean, who in their right mind does that?
Big dumper.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say act like you've been there before to Cal and the Mariners, but I guess you haven't because the West has been, you know, the playground for the Houston Astros for quite a while. So maybe just shut your mouth, try to win some ball games, because don't look now. The Houston Astros are two games behind the damn Seattle Mariners, and you know Cal and all his teammates are watching that rearview mirror harder than they ever have because they're scared to death of what the golden era Houston Astros have been and what they could be.
It's going to be a beautiful thing whenever the Stros are two games up coming out of the All-Star break on them. And then they play them for three right out of the chute.
I love it.
It's always good when the Astros lose.
Yeah, shut the hell up, Cal. You got the silver medal on the turd list this week. Now the moment we've all been waiting for. The Golden Turd Trophy is here with me if you're watching with us on YouTube or Twitch. The Golden Turd this week, for the second time ever since we've been doing Tyler's Turds of the Week, second time ever, this Golden Turd Trophy is going to a member of our Sports Radio 610 family. And really, I should say members, because if you missed it, these two fellas earlier this week, it was on Tuesday, I believe, they were talking about the upcoming July 4th holiday on In the Loop. It was John Lopez, the OG, and our guy Brandon Scott. B. Scott, take a seat. Listen to what they had to say as July 4th approached.
This is not anti-American. We all understand what 4th of July is and what it means for. It's the most overrated holiday of all of them.
What? It is.
No, it's overrated.
Huh? It is probably overrated.
And let me explain it.
It's probably overrated.
No. It's not a big food holiday. What? It's hamburgers and hot dogs. We're going to have hamburgers, hot dogs, and brats.
Which is good. Which we food. Do all the time.
But we do it all the time.
Any weekend, we do not need a good excuse to do that.
It's not a great sports holiday. I mean, there's baseball.
It's a bad...
Maybe
it's
Wimbledon.
What? It's a bad time in the sports calendar.
Thing.
Yeah.
It's not a big... Like, it's not a top family holiday. I mean, people tend to do their own thing, sometimes with the family, sometimes. It's not a big shopping holiday like Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's not a big, it can be, but it's not a big drinking holiday like
what?
New Year's and Thanksgiving and Christmas.
So much wrong with what was just said earlier this week on In the Loop with B. Scott and Lopez. Y'all have earned every bit of this golden turd. You're going to have to split it between you. You're talking about America's birthday, man. And I know they both love our freedom, and they both mentioned they love what July 4th, why we celebrate, and I get that. I don't think they're bad Americans. But July 4th is a top-tier holiday for me and mine every year. We drink a lot of beer. We eat a lot of food. Not just hamburgers and hot dogs, by the way, J-Lo. You're a grill master. I did a pork shoulder.
Yeah.
Like you just boxed yourself in. Oh, it's not a big drinking holiday? Do like me. Drink more. Oh, it's not a big eating holiday? It's just burgers and dogs? Do like me. Throw something more challenging on the grill. It's America's damn birthday. It's Independence Day. And to act like he said it is the most overrated of all of the holidays, guys. I mean, Valentine's Day? Can we throw that one maybe up on the power rankings?
Invented holiday.
Dude, I was disgusted when I heard it live. I love J-Lo and I love B. Scott. I love my teammates here at Sports Radio 610. But boys, y'all are in the golden turd because 4th of July is freaking awesome.
These two turd splitters, I think less of both of them. And I'm being dead serious. I mean, they were high on my list. I mean, in terms of my feels, my love for J-Lo and B. Scott, it was ridiculously high for both of them.
Yeah.
I think less of them. I love them less.
I think I'm with you.
It all came down a notch, man.
Yeah.
That take by Lopez was ass. Big ass. Like, for that, you're telling me that dude didn't throw like a brisket on the grill yesterday? He didn't put ribs on.
Apparently,
he didn't
only put do whole burgers chicken on. And dogs. That's but all you can do.
You're telling me that dude forgot about the Copa America qualifier at NRG last night?
Right?
Are you kidding me? Like that ended in penalty kicks. Like that was one of the biggest sporting events in Houston this year.
Yes,
and it happened last night at a sold out NRG. And oh yeah, Wimbledon.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah, like, the firework display last night in downtown Houston was probably one of the best
Amazing.
I've ever seen.
Yes, I saw that as well.
Shout out, tip of the cap to ABC 13 for their broadcasting coverage of that, too, by the way. Lopez, act like you have a clue, bro.
Good God, man. But, just to put a bow on it, the Golden Turd split between two 6'10 members here. B. Scott, J. Lo, disappointed in you. You got to do better. It's the 4th of July, man. These colors don't run. That's the Turds of the Week.
Boy, I tell you what, Tyler, that was well done once again.
Well deserved, too, by the way.
Oh, no question. All of them. All of them. Boys and girls.
What you got, baby?
Here's the deal.
Give me the dirty.
If you think the Astros need to make a move at the trade deadline, be aggressive at the trade deadline, for anything other than a pitcher, you are nuts. You should be on Tyler's Turds list, period. I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm talking about and tell you why you're crazy and why the Astros don't need anything other than potentially a pitcher. We'll do that next.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now. From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.